Daily Light, February the 5th, morning. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. In the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. She took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If because of one man's transgressions death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Our Saviour Christ Jesus abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. I came that they might have life, and have it abundantly. John 10:10. And Genesis 2:17. Genesis 3:6. Romans 6:23. Romans 5:17. 1 Corinthians 15:21-22. 2 Timothy 1:10. 1 John 5:11-12. John 3:17. Daily Light, February the 5th, evening. The Judgment Seat. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who do such things. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, and more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. The Judgment Seat. 2 Corinthians 5:10 and Romans 2:2, Matthew 25:31-32, Matthew 13:43, Romans 8:33-34, Romans 8:1, 1 Corinthians 11:32.